Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on a story about tension, about transformation, and ultimately about authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to really understand the life journey of the Welsh actor Luke Evans. We're tracing his path from a very, very structured upbringing all the way to embracing his true self in the glare of global fame.
And it is quite a path.
It is. I mean, for those of you who follow his career, you know Evans is a chameleon. He's got this immense versatility.
Oh, absolutely.
He was the heroic Bard the Bowman in the Hobbit films. He was commanding in Dracula Untold. And then, you know, he's chewing the scenery as Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
A great villain.
A great villain. And he started out training at the Cardiff Institute of Higher Education, then just vaulted onto London's West End stage.
And that quick success, that visibility, that's really key here. Because while everyone celebrates him for playing these complex characters on screen, our sources show the real drama was, well, it was playing out backstage. His early life created this profound tension, almost a chasm, between the public persona he had to maintain and, you know, the core of who he really was.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because this tension, it's not just the usual celebrity pressure, is it?
No, not at all.
The core question we're looking at is, how did such a strict, structured upbringing, one that was so opposed to the life he chose, how did that shape his decades-long journey toward accepting himself, all while living in the public eye?
It's the central conflict of his story.
So we got to start right at the beginning. Pontypool, Wales. He was born in 1979, and his formative years were completely defined by being raised in a Jehovah's Witness household.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just a footnote in his biography. It's the foundation. It explains pretty much every conflict he would face later on.
It really is. Our source material goes into detail about the characteristics of the faith that shaped his world. And, you know, it instilled some positive things, a strong sense of community, discipline, a good work ethic. But it's also a system built on this unyielding commitment to doctrine and loyalty to the congregation. And that often means insulating yourself from the outside world.
And when you say insulation, we're talking about very practical, real-world consequences, aren't we? This isn't just about, you know, going to church.
Not at all. What's fascinating here is the day-to-day reality of this structured life.
Okay.
The sources are clear. The lifestyle actively discourages exposure to what they call worldly influences.
And worldly can mean a lot of things.
It can. It means limiting your social interactions to, you know, believers, not celebrating holidays like Christmas or birthdays.
Right. None of that.
And a heavy discouragement from participating in secular activities, especially things involving the arts or mainstream media.
So that prohibition, it makes his career choice, becoming a West End and then a Hollywood star. It makes it an act of, like, radical rebellion.
It's a total divergence.
Yeah.
He chose a path that his entire foundation viewed with suspicion, if not, you know, outright disapproval.
And it's more than just disapproval. The moral code of the faith is very specific. It emphasizes heterosexual marriage, traditional gender roles.
It does. So when Evans began to recognize his own sexuality, he wasn't just dealing with some internal confusion.
No.
He was facing a direct, profound contradiction with the entire community that gave him his social and moral framework.
And the ultimate threat in that environment is the concept of disfellowshipping. Shunning.
Yes.
If that community is your entire world, the fear of losing it, of being cut off for being gay, I mean, that must have been paralyzing.
Absolutely paralyzing. That threat, it just exponentially heightens the pressure to hide everything.
Mm-hmm.
It turns personal reflection into a matter of survival, especially as he was launching himself into the most public, most secular, and frankly, most worldly profession you can imagine.
Professional acting.
Exactly. He's standing on a stage in London, a city that is culturally light years away from his upbringing, knowing that the foundation he came from viewed his entire life as, well, potentially sinful.
And that tension didn't just go away. The sources really emphasize that his journey to accepting his sexuality was a long process.
A very long one.
Full of personal challenges that were just made worse by all the societal and professional pressures.
And it's all happening under this massive public spotlight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about the forces pushing him to conceal who he was, especially as a working actor.
Right.
First, there's that internal battle, right? The conflict between being true to himself and conforming to the values he was taught. But then you layer Hollywood on top of that.
So how did Hollywood specifically complicate things beyond just, you know, the general pressure of fame?
Well, back in the 2000s, early 2010s, when he was coming up, the industry pretty much demanded a very specific heterosexual leading man image.
Wow, right.
Especially for the kinds of big action and blockbuster roles he was getting.
Mm-hmm.
So the sources say he felt he had to project this marketable mainstream image. And that meant completely avoiding any talk about his private life.
So this was a deliberate strategy.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's where it gets really interesting. How did that actually manifest? How do you maintain that kind of dual life when you're being interviewed and photographed constantly?
He built what the sources call a protective shell.
Yeah.
And it was highly effective.
That's out.
His strategy was all about control and curated ambiguity.
Mm-hmm.
In interviews, he was an expert at pivoting. He'd steer any personal question back to his work, his fitness, you know, a story about filming.
Mm-hmm.
He was careful not to bring partners to public events.
Mm.
It created this narrative of him being a solitary, dedicated professional. That kind of constant self-editing,
yeah.
It's a huge mental load.
That effort, the emotional labor of keeping the mask on, it must have been draining.
Completely. The sources point out that even with all his professional success, the energy he spent hiding his identity led to real isolation. It took a measurable toll on his mental health.
And it's not just stress, is it? It's something deeper.
It's a deep psychological dissonance. You are constantly performing, not just for the camera, but in life.
Yeah.
You're trying to make sure the public, and maybe even your community back home, accepts this version of Luke Evans you've created. The constant fear of being found out is just, it's corrosive.
And the sources say it kept him from really enjoying his own success.
Yes. The secrecy became this heavy weight he carried from one movie set to the next.
And we can't forget about his community back in Wales. I mean, growing up in a small town like Pontypool adds a whole other layer of scrutiny.
That's a great point. Small communities, they often enforce traditional gender roles just through, you know, neighborhood gossip and observation.
Right.
And as he got more famous, every little detail about his life was amplified back home. The pressure wasn't just from Hollywood executives. It was from the local pub, from people who remembered him as a kid.
So it's a combination of global fame and small town intimacy.
Exactly. And it just complicated his journey because the risk of disappointing or embarrassing his loved ones felt so much higher.
So his early career is dominated by this intense need for concealment. But then around the turn of the last decade, something starts to shift. What were the catalysts that let him start breaking down that shell?
The sources point to two big things. First was just the changing culture around him.
Mm-hmm.
The whole public conversation about sexuality was evolving so quickly, it started to offer, you know, real validation and understanding in a way that just wasn't there before.
So the world was changing.
It was. And it created an environment where being visible became less of a career liability and more of a source of strength.
And that external shift helped him do the internal work. He reached a point where the cost of hiding was just, it was bigger than the benefit.
He couldn't sustain it anymore. He realized that accepting his identity wasn't optional. It was crucial for his own well-being.
And this realization, it wasn't like a light switch moment, was it?
No, it was a process. It was about engaging with supportive people, colleagues who got the industry pressure, friends who offered unconditional acceptance. That support system allowed him to finally start lining up his public persona with his private self.
And the key public moment, the culmination of all that internal work, comes in 2021.
Yes.
That's the year Luke Evans makes the decision to come out publicly as a member of the LGBTQ plus community.
And his motivations, according to our sources, were really driven by necessity. This wasn't some calculated career move.
Right.
It was about his mental and emotional survival. He was being vulnerable to inspire other people who were struggling with the same fears, showing how important representation from high-profile figures can be.
So it was less a declaration and more an admission that he just needed to live honestly.
That's a perfect way to put it. The sources describe it as this act of courage that finally allowed his public values, like integrity and authenticity, to match his private reality.
And the reception to that news was so important. Fans, colleagues, they were all overwhelmingly positive. But the crucial part, the narrative really emphasizes this, is that his family rallied around him. They celebrated his authenticity.
And that detail about his family support is just, it's monumental.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider the faith he grew up in. Their acceptance was the ultimate counter narrative to that threat of shunning that must have haunted them for years.
It shows the power of a support system.
It really does. It shows how it can override even the most deeply instilled expectations.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Evans's journey seems to emphasize that acceptance isn't just a personal struggle. It's a societal necessity.
It is. It promotes understanding, compassion. His story really exemplifies the strength you find when you choose vulnerability over silence. It proves it's never too late to start living authentically.
So what does this all mean? We've traced this incredible arc from the strict moral framework of being raised a Jehovah's Witness in Wales to navigating Hollywood's expectations and finally choosing authenticity in 2021. His experience just showcases so clearly that authenticity is a central theme in personal fulfillment, no matter the challenges.
And what his story really highlights for, you know, for all of us is that the fear of judgment, the fear of rejection from your own community, it's such a powerful force.
It is.
It leads to this painful self-concealment, and doesn't matter how much success you have on the outside. That internal conflict is universal.
Building on that, his story is such a powerful reminder that embracing who you are takes incredible courage, but that vulnerability, when you express it openly, it can pave the way for so many other people who are still struggling in silence.
He didn't just liberate himself.
He provided a roadmap.
Yeah, which leaves us with a final thought for you to mull over. Given the profound impact his childhood faith had on his secrecy and his early struggles, how does the public act of living your truth fundamentally change the relationship a person like Luke Evans has with the community that once imposed those limits? It forces a whole new definition of acceptance, both for him and for them. It marks a definitive shift in power and perspective.